Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Last week, we started a series about missing child Johnny Gosch. If you missed last week's Murder Monday, we strongly encourage you to go back and listen to it. RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show and then on the podcast section. Murder Monday is a weekly segment we do here on the Joe and Alex Show to bring awareness to what our friends at Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana do, which is provide you the means to report tips on crimes totally anonymously. You can do that by calling 317-262-TIPS. We love entertaining you with some of the most horrifying and disturbing true crime cases of all time every week. And here to finish up our two-part series about Johnny Gosch is Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana. So a week ago, man, we got into some messed up, weird, creepy stuff. What, like a knock at the door?
Yeah, so where we left off, Johnny Gosch has been kidnapped, and a man named Paul Benassi had come forward and said that Johnny was basically abducted by him and forced into a child prostitution ring. And Johnny ends up showing up at Noreen's door, allegedly.
And that's his mom?
And that's his mom.
Okay.
But before we even get there, I need to back up because this scandal starts way before Johnny, and Johnny's only a small part of this whole story. So in 1981, in Omaha, Nebraska, a letter gets to the National Credit Union Association, and it is accusing a man named Larry King of embezzling money from the credit union. And this is not Larry King.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, not that crusty old white man. This is a African-American man who is actually a rising star in the Republican Party. And an initial investigation, just by looking at the books, they immediately know at least $400,000 is missing from this credit union. Mm. And you would think at almost $500,000, people would start asking questions. But every government agency almost shuts this investigation down. And it's not until almost 8 years later, in 1988, when they're getting so many letters and accusations that they have to fully investigate, they form a task force and find that he has embezzled over $40 million.
Dang!
And when they're investigating this $40 million, they can barely even look at the money because they are so inundated with accusations of abuse and basically people saying that he is running this child prostitution ring. They can't ignore it. And four witnesses come forward: Alicia Owen, Troy Bonner, Danny King, and Paul Benassi. And these are the four people who are really the face of the case. And they say that Larry King basically forced them into child prostitution. And it's not just he was abusing them or a couple of his friends were abusing them. This is a national sex ring that they're talking about. And
members of the FBI, CIA, police, people in the White House, correct?
Yes. So they're saying that with all this money that he's embezzled, he literally has a private plane that he's flying all these children to and from, catering to these men. And a lot of their parties actually happened in Washington. And Larry was famous for these parties, and they would come in two phases. And really what it would be at phase one is like a very normal, on the up and up. People would bring their wives and kids to these parties, and all of the kids who were in the prostitution ring were basically forced to be servers and waiters at these kind of parties. And they would pick out who they wanted to assault later and then come back.
It was like shopping for children.
Yeah. If they saw something they liked, they would come back for a phase two and force these kids to do absolutely horrible, horrible things. Paul was actually said that he was forced to rape a boy and then that boy was murdered later. So Paul is accusing all of these people of doing all these horrible things. And like you said, I mean, he says at these parties, this is during the Reagan-Bush administration, and he says both the president and the vice president were at these parties, members of the FBI, local police chiefs, so people from the local all the way to the White House. So
now it makes sense to you, if you're listening and you heard last week's series, part one of this, you understand now that's why Noreen couldn't get any help. The local police,
right.
The FBI, they were like, oh, he probably just ran away. No one wanted to help her because they were in on it.
And it's all going to come back to them, right. So they decide that nothing's happening. Obviously, the big guys are in on it. So the only way that they can get help is if they make this a national story and they go to the media, and they need proof. These allegations aren't getting them anywhere. And so Paul Benassi hires a former senator who's now a defense attorney named John DeCamp. And together, they're looking for, there's a difference between what's true and what you can prove in court. And they're looking for hard evidence. So they actually track some down, and they basically find the smoking gun that can literally take down the White House.
Ooh. All right. We're going to continue Murder Monday next. Talking about Johnny Gosch here on the Joe and Alex Show. You can tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. Let us know what you think. We will continue this next on The Joe and Alex Show.